This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Now, it is that time of the show. It's the wrap-up rant.
Absolutely.
But I'll be completely honest, guys. All listeners out there, I tried my hardest. I couldn't find anything to rant on.
It's a good thing I'm here.
Because it's a great thing Paul's here.
I absolutely have something to rant about this week. Let me adjust the mic. I need it.
So do you want to just take it away?
Why not?
This is all fresh. Don't know what he's ranting about.
Let me cook. Okay.
Hope it's appropriate. Hope you've calmed down because it's a big responsibility, this rant.
Yeah. I've seen you do your work before, though, so the standards are pretty... The bar's low, so should be able to get this done. Okay.
All right, go.
Don't distract me. Okay. Previous couple weeks, in particular, well, week after week, we went Saturday night, bang, bang. Me and Mum have gone and seen movies. We've gone to the cinema.
It's cute. Yeah. Parent to son date.
As previously discussed, I'm a basketball coach, so I've been getting a lot of movie vouchers. Thought, got to get them going, and why not go see a movie with Mum, or else I'm not going to use these vouchers at all. So we went and seen the movie. The movies were American Assassin, which was the second movie we saw, and the first movie was Hitman's Bodyguard. Can highly recommend Hitman's Bodyguard. American Assassin, if you're into shooters, it's okay.
Okay.
If you're a snob, though, probably not. Okay. Don't get distracted. The preparation that went into going to see this movie was limited. We saw the movie time, rocked up, bought tickets, walked up.
What do you mean by preparation?
As in, like, knowing that we were going to go to the movie.
Okay.
So it was on the fly. We were just like, hey, did you want to go see a movie?
Yep.
Sure, let's go see a movie. So we get there, order tickets, go upstairs to where they were selling the food, where the cinemas were. We then get popcorn, choc top, drinks, whatever, deal. Nice. Reasonably priced. I'm not going to say it's cheap because it's not. It's definitely
we
not.
We ranted about that a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely, cheap, yeah. That's not the problem here. The problem was... there's so much. I'm just going to tell you about the experience in itself. So this is the Hitman's Bodyguard. We walk in and sit down at the back. We ask for seats middle back. So that's what we got, middle back. We sat down. We watched all the trailers. We were there kind of like right on time, 7 p.m. when the movie started. You get 15, 20 minutes of trailers. That's fine. You get to see what's coming up. And to be fair, I hadn't been to the movies in ages, so it was good to see what was coming up. We're sitting down, watching the film. That's where you eat your choc top and you eat a bit of popcorn, so that way, throughout the movie, you're not distracting other viewers by slurping,
rattling,
crunching,
plastic,
just
yes.
Any noise. It does my head in, right? So open up the choc top while the trailer's on. No one's getting annoyed. There are people in front of us. I think it's very important to care about the people around you, because if you're not going to do it, no one else will, meaning that you could end up having a terrible experience at the cinema. Don't want that. Okay? So me and Mum, choc top's done. Drinks, going. They don't make too much noise.
They don't.
But it amazes me how much noise people can make with it. Don't worry about that. Okay. Movies started. We're about 2 to 3 minutes in, and two people walk in. I'm going to say they were older individuals, and they sat down right next to us.
Was it allocated seating?
Yes.
Okay.
But here's the point. We had our seats. It's a relatively empty cinema. We're at the back row. There's seven seats in the cinema. We're in the middle two, right? There's two seats next to us and then three seats next to us. They could have sat where the three were.
Yep.
Instead, they sat in the two right next to us.
No.
They walk in with their sandwiches that they've brought from home or bought from somewhere and sat next to us. And I have no idea what was in it that they were eating, but it smelt like absolute shite, okay? We're sitting there, suddenly, sandwich is done, so I'm thinking, okay, done. We're sitting there, movie's going on, starts with the Hitman's Bodyguard. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty calm, and then something happens. I'm not going to say what happened, something's happened. We're sitting there, and this woman, dead set, sitting there, it's dead quiet, cinema's there. Gunshot. This scream right next to me. And it happened seven times throughout the film of her just going, and it would come out of nowhere and it would scare everyone in the cinema. It would just be like the actual screaming of this individual is like more dramatic than what's happened on the cinema screen. So we're sitting there, every time something would happen, I look over, and it's also that other thing of you don't want to share the armrest with anyone. It's like, that's another thing. You don't want to be that asshole that's arms on it and like taking up all the space. For this, I couldn't care less. She was doing my head in. So I was just like, I'm going to stretch out. I'm not going to have this. She's sitting there and then she pulls out her phone. I'm just like, this is a cinema. If you were on time, you would have seen the message before the film that says, turn off your phone. I'm fine if you want to keep your phone on and have it on silent in case of emergencies. I understand that. But to pull it out to check text messages, I was right next to her. She wasn't doing anything of importance. She even replied. And even worse is she didn't turn down the brightness on her phone. So first we got someone who's brought in their own food. I don't think that's allowed in the first place. Then she's making noise and screaming during the film. Then she's on her phone. I can't imagine a worse person to sit next to in the cinema.
That sounds like the worst experience.
The worst experience.
Yeah.
The worst. I'll watch your movie. Okay.
How old was this lady anyway?
Oh, I'd say 50 plus.
All right.
And she was out with
her
husband.
She's done the lot, hasn't she?
Right.
Brought done. Food.
We're not done.
Okay.
Oh, we're not done.
All right.
We're still going through the cinema. the film. We get to the end. We're all done. Movie finishes. Screaming's done. Da-da-da, all this is done. We're sitting down. Trailers haven't even started yet. She stands up and starts moving around. The
ending credits.
The ending credits haven't started. She's standing up, getting ready to go. I'm just like,
oh no.
Okay.
Then so she the sits movie hadn't finished.
Then she sits down again. And I was just like, oh, you're really distracting and ruining this film for me. Then we're sitting there watching the credits because, you know, sometimes during the credits you get those like end snippets, whatever.
Of course.
We didn't have anywhere to be either. We're not in any rush.
Yep.
She then sits there, pulls out her phone again and starts going, oh, that was a wonderful film. My goodness. It was so good to watch. I was just like, I'd love to have that opinion with you. But all I can remember from that film is you screaming, you chomping on your sandwich that you brought from home, you pulling out your phone and ruining the cinema experience for me, which is why I feel like the cinema experience is dying and you're more likely to watch a film at home.
You think so? Because of crazy old ladies who bring their sandwiches in.
It's not even just her. It's about everyone in general. Slurping, crunching,
but you know that phone
chewing.
Thing? Oh. I don't think they do that. Do they still do that? Turn your phones off, please.
Absolutely,
they still do that.
Mm, yeah.
Because it's now a thing. It's like, now, no one actually turns their
it's
phone
now
off.
It's now like an ad. So Telstra have got the ad in the cinema that's just like, turn off your kitchen light. Turn off your stove. Because you can do it all through your phone. It's an ad for home automation, and then it goes, and now turn off your phone. Yeah, it's product
like really
placement. It's so forced. It's
look, I'm not going to argue too much there. However, I'll be completely honest. Bring your own food in.
Mm.
I do that all the time.
It's not even about that. It's about the smell that it emitted.
What do you think was it? Tuna?
I can't.
Or...
No. So it was. It almost felt like it was the sauce that smelled. Like it wasn't a distinct food smell, which is the worst. Oh, it's just so strong. Why did I rant about this? All it's done is remind me of this terrible experience.
Mm.
Imagine going to see Fast and Furious, you know, with a big fight scene that we talked about earlier in the season.
You got someone screaming.
And it's screaming, going, moving around. It's just like, can you just calm down and relax? We're watching a movie here. It amazes me that people can't contain themselves.
Mm. What would you rate the movie anyway?
Oh, the movie itself? 8.5. It was a good film.
But the experience?
Terrible. Terrible. Giving that a 2 out of 10.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.